After 3 long weeks of negotiations, the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats, and the Greens have just signed an agreement to form a government. But the center-right coalition faces an uphill battle. One seat short of a majority, it cannot win a vote of confidence without the support of the Social Democrats. So does a coalition agreed on Monday have a real chance of governing? Dita Asiedu reports.
On Sunday, the Civic Democrat leadership called on the government of Jiří Paroubek to resign and make way for the center-right coalition's new cabinet. An optimistic call, analysts say, because the new coalition, which is one vote short of a majority in the lower house of parliament, faces two important challenges: the election of a new speaker of the lower house this Thursday and a confidence vote in about 3 weeks' time. The communists have ruled out any support, so developments in the next few weeks could well hinge on the only party left in the lower house, the Social Democrats. Outgoing Prime Minister and Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek says his party will not be influenced by any posts it is offered, but by the coalition's policy program. Political commentator Petr Just.
It's really quite general, and I think that with the most of the program, the Social Democrats could agree, but still there are at least three things that I think that will be a little bit problematic. There is flat tax mentioned, which is something that Mr. Paroubek and Social Democracy mentioned as one of the worst things in the program. So this is one major problem. The second one is that the coalition agreed to cancel the law on non-profit hospitals, which was actually passed by Social Democrats together with communists in the past month. And the third problem I see, which will be a little bit maybe a clash issue, it's the issue of deregulation of prices for rents for apartments.
Thursday's election of a new lower house speaker is significant because whoever is elected will have the power to appoint a prime minister if two attempts at forming a government fail. The three parties of the emerging center-right coalition support Civic Democrat Miroslava Němcová, but the Social Democrats would like the current speaker, Lubomír Zaorálek, to remain in the post. Czech President Václav Klaus, who founded the Civic Democratic Party and is now its honorary chairman, has also joined in the debate. Mr. Paroubek should not get his hopes up if the first attempt at forming a new government fails, he said. Mr. Klaus suggests the two leading parties sign an agreement in which the Social Democrats pledge to support a vote of confidence in return for their choice of candidate at the helm of the lower house.
Mr. Paroubek is a very pragmatic one. He knows what he wants to do. He knows how to do it. And I think he's thinking much, much ahead. And I'm pretty much sure that he will promise some kind of support to coalition. Mr. Zaorálek will be elected to chairman, the speaker of the parliament. Then Mr. Paroubek says, okay, we found something that that makes unable to support this government, therefore we will not support that. And this can happen easily in this time.
So, although a new coalition agreement was signed on Monday, political analysts agree that we will have to see a lot more negotiating and some concessions if Czech voters are to be spared early elections.
And that report was by Dita Asiedu.